Reflections from Torch Trust, focusing on Christian faith and sight loss.
Hello and a warm welcome to Reflections, the show from Torch Trust that focuses on faith and disability in today's world. I'm your guest host, Lynn Davis, standing in for Marilyn Baker. We're so glad you've joined us this morning. It is the second Sunday of Advent, which means that today's theme is peace. So let's start with a beautiful song that really fits the theme. This is Prince of Peace, sung by the One Voice Choir.
Peace, be still, still, still.
That was a lovely start to the show. And now it's time for our thought for the week. This week, Catherine Baldo is reflecting on the delights of the Christmas season with Grace as our reader.
I love Christmas. There is something very warming about a season full of the rich scent of cloves, the warm aroma of cinnamon, and the fresh fragrance of pine. Unlike Keats' autumn, it is not a season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, appealing to our eyes with vivid oranges, yellows and gold. Instead, Christmas appeals to our sense of smell, inviting us to breathe in the beauty all around and paint a picture in our minds. After years of procrastinating, I went out this winter to purchase my first live tree. Although I wanted it to look nice, I was more interested in how it smelt. So I spent some time walking around the Christmas tree farm in a village near where we live, gently rubbing the thin leaves in my warm fingers and then sniffing the layers of Nordman, Fraser, Douglas fir, Norway and blue spruce before settling for the crisp, fresh, sweet tones of the Scotch pine. It was fun decorating the Christmas tree while listening to Jim Reeves croon I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas and munching through a box of handmade chocolates. Each time I placed a shiny bauble on the tree, I gathered a delicate whiff of forest and felt at one with the natural world. Christmas for many can be such an artificial time of year. During the winter months, we are often enticed to purchase items based more on emotion than need. And even before the festive season has had a chance to get into full swing, we are invited to hunt for a bargain at the myriad of sales in-store and online. Spending time with my Scotch pine, so lovingly chosen and appreciated, made me realise that life is much more than the shopping frenzy demonstrated at different occasions – Christmas, New Year, Valentine's, birthdays, weddings and anniversaries – What these events leave behind are not the recollection of lavish gifts, expensive dining, or exquisite entertainment. It is the fragrant memories of the people who made these rites of passage and times of blessing special. The Bible, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, in the Message version, encourages us to be good examples to others, so that everywhere we go, people will breathe in the exquisite fragrance of lives that are lived well. This Christmas, may the fragrance of your life be a blessing to someone.
For many Christians, the second Sunday of Advent is the day when the candle of peace is lit. It's a time to think how Christ offers to us the chance to live with peaceful, loving hearts. Marilyn is here now to share a special reflection with us. Marilyn, what is this peace all about?
It's about really knowing how covered we are by God's protection and care, and as a result, living in his peace. Now, in Psalm 27, verse 5, it says, "For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock." And that's where the enemy can't get to me, you see. So in Psalms, it also says this, "How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who reverently honour you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them," that's those who are leaning on God, "from the intrigues of men." Well, this has certainly proved true for a very good friend this week. She found, to her shock, that she was a victim of fraud, identity theft actually. Someone had got into her emails, captured her Amazon account, and spent over £3,000 on her credit card. She hadn't got a clue how to sort it out. She was desperate. But she contacted someone who is very expert at these matters, who is often very busy and hard to get. But he texted to say he was nearby and could drop in. Well, the timing was amazing. It was pretty complex. But with authority and expertise, he got it all sorted out. The chances of him being free were humanly extremely unlikely. But there he was. God sent him at exactly the right time. My friend had asked for God's specific help, and she certainly got it. The number of times the Lord refers to watching over our lives is wonderful. Psalm 121, verse 7, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore." Just coming and going. What we do in normal day life, he's watching over us. And in verse 2 of that same psalm, "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber." Yet often we get very anxious. Things seem kind of overwhelming. But remember, God is almighty, always bigger than our problems, a very present help in trouble, actively working on our behalf. And when we can't see him doing anything, that's when we have to trust his goodness, his character, and his incredibly tender care for us. If we could trust him more, and not only look at the circumstances, we would have a lot more peace and tranquility in our lives. The reality in this last verse that I'm going to quote is profound. It's in Isaiah 26, verse 3. "You," that's the Lord, "will keep in perfect peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation." So when our minds are fixed on God, when we focus on him, on his promises, on his goodness, then He keeps us in amazing peace. This peace is so all-encompassing. It's called shalom. It means wholeness, it's steadiness, it's health. It's strengthening from deep within. It's so much. Now we, as Christians, can actually exhibit that peace. Jesus said we could. And that's what he wants, because the world so needs it. And when they see it in us, people are staggered. They can't believe why we have a tranquil heart when perhaps things are shaking all around us. So let's pray. Father, forgive us that sometimes our problems seem so big we lose sight of you. But you do understand, and we want so much, Lord, for you to help us focus our minds on what you can do, on your greatness and on your incredible care and help that is always available to us. We thank you, Lord, that you never slumber, you never sleep, and you will never let us go. Amen.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
if you were listening last week, you will have heard all about Torch's lovely festive carol service, which takes place every year at our headquarters in Leicestershire. This year's service will be on Thursday the 14th of December at 2 p.m. The service is open for all, and if you are unable to attend in person, the service is being broadcast live online. Every year, the service is an uplifting, inspiring time of hope and joy featuring songs and readings. And I'd love you to join us this year. To access the live stream, head over to YouTube and search for Torch Trust on Video. The live video will appear just before the service begins. Or you can contact client services to find out how to join via Zoom. Call 01858 438 260 or email info@torchtrust.org. Once again, that's on Thursday, the 14th of December at 2 p.m. Now let's go back to Marilyn, who has a lovely, peace-filled reading for us.
Oh. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. You are worth more than many sparrows. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. You will keep in constant and perfect peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation.
You bring your love and love.
That was Sam Hargreaves with You Bring Peace. And now, I'd like to explore another facet of this very special Sunday in Advent, and that is the role played by the prophets.
Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, just and true. To you be praise and glory forever. Of old, you spoke by the mouth of your prophets, but in our days, you speak through your Son, whom you have appointed the heir of all things. Grant us, your people, to walk in his light, that we may be found ready and watching when he comes again in glory and judgment. For you are our light and our salvation. Blessed be God for ever. Note 11. Meditation. Over the last week, we have seen that pointers to God's promise are still shining in creation around us, in human society and our own families, in special places and the sacred scriptures. These signs are shot through with ambiguity, though, threat as well as promise. So God's work of redemption does not stop with these uncertain signs from deep history. Our down-to-earth deity, working towards the definitive moment of the Incarnation, seems to begin a struggle, a pregnancy to bring the word to us. The second Advent candle is for the prophets. Their oracles strike me as the pains of that pregnancy, real and sharp, but still not fully formed, urgent, but not yet at full term. They are Advent's main course, at the heart of its spirituality. We can still receive them as signals, a series of alarm calls, to wake us up to God's word today, hindered runners that we are.
Let there be peace, peace to every nation. Let there be hope for all the world to see. Let there be love and joy to all the children. Let there be peace on earth for you. There'd be no more tears for crying, no more wars for fighting, and every mother's child would have enough to eat. So when I get down on my knees to pray, I ask the Lord above to light the way, and let there be peace. When I look
That was Let There Be Peace by Carrie Underwood, and the extract you heard before that was from the book Christmas by Candlelight Now. This book was written by David Thompson, and it's available from Torch Trust for Blind and Partially Sighted People in Braille, Daisy Audio, and Giant Print for £4.99. To get hold of it, or to find out how to join our carol service virtually this Thursday, contact Torch Trust. You can call 01858 438 260 or email info@torchtrust.org. We also have a couple of special shows coming up soon, including our 1 hour long Christmas Day special, which airs on RNIB Connect at 8 a.m. and then again at 6 p.m. and our New Year's Eve hour-long episode, which airs at 9 a.m, so don't miss either of those. We'll be back next week to celebrate the third Sunday in Advent, but until then, from me, Lynn, and the rest of the Reflections team, goodbye and God bless.
You've been listening to Reflections from Torch Trust.